The slew of celebrity memoirs are hitting shelves this fall. Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run was released this past week, and it's already a bestseller. Springsteen is hardly the first celebrity to make waves with a memoir. Other big music biographies from the past include Eric Clapton and Patti Smith, and also Life by Keith Richards.
Not just musicians, comedians like Saturday Night Live's Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, other showrunners like Mindy Kaling and Lena Dunham have all got books out. Even celebrities as young as the 23-year-old former One Direction star Zayn Malik have books in the works. People keep buying these celebrity memoirs. What is the attraction?
Regan Gurung joins us now. He's the Ben J. and Joyce Rosenberg Professor of Human Development and Psychology at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. Regan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks a lot, Marika.
So what do you think makes celebrity memoirs like Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run so hard to resist for us?
Well, I think in general, there's a simple short answer, which is human nature. I mean, we are curious animals. We are curious beings. And this opportunity to pull back the curtain and see what's really going on, I think, is extremely intoxicating. So on one level, I think it's just this natural curiosity that we have. And I like leading with that, because when I think about why we do anything, I always look to the literature and say, you know, what do we know that we humans do even without learning? And this curiosity is one of those things. Even little babies will spend more time looking at something that is bizarre or unusual. And most celebrities' lives are very, very unusual. So I think babies do it without any training. They're born to do it. And I think as we get older, you know, it just builds on there where we're drawn to it.
I would think part of the reason you read these kind of books is because we're curious, but also maybe to learn some human lessons. You look at someone else's life, you see how maybe they got through a tough time. But on the other hand, these are celebrities. They have so much more money than the rest of us do. In a way, I wonder if they're not that much like the rest of us in a way that might be helpful. So do you think we actually get stuff out of reading these memoirs?
Well, I think there's definitely something to the using them as role models. We try to emulate them in some cases. Now, of course, even in your opening, you mentioned a lot of the celebrity memoirs that, for the most part, we could learn a lot from. If you actually go take a look at the bookshelves, you will see that there are some memoirs that I'm going to guess you're probably going to learn what not to do.
And so, Keith Richards.
Exactly. But. What's really surprising is just the absolute variety of memoirs that are out there. Bruce Springsteen, absolutely. You know, a lot of people go, of course that makes sense. You know, the Boss, look at his long career. But there's just so much out there that I think some have argued that fewer people are buying books. And so what's one way we can actually drive up, you know, and bolster up the publishing industry? Let's do celebrity memoirs. Now, With when you look at the last recent years, it's very clear that attention paid to celebrities has increased. For example, I found a statistic where the number of pages devoted in news publications to celebrities doubled from 1980 to 2000. Doubled. So not just a few more, not a little percent, they actually doubled. In another study, one-third of teens said they spent the majority of their social time gossiping about celebrities. One-third of teens said that. And now when you add to the fact that we have more access to this information, Twitter, blogs, Facebook, the internet, we have more access to this, it's teasing us even more. Automatically you can go, oh, I want to know more, because the more you know, it's social capital. You know, if I know a lot more about a celebrity than you do, I can probably get your attention. I will be rewarded by your attention, and that feels good. So I think there's definitely a component of that, too. Just like the teens gossiping, I think there's a lot of work out there that shows that we want to find out more about topics like this because they provide a common interest for conversation. If I want to get to know you, and I don't know you that well, but both of us know Bruce Springsteen, well, we can talk about Bruce Springsteen. So I think it's a really interesting form of social capital. And the more I know, the more people I can talk to. And, you know, for all those people out there afraid of those times when they're stuck having to talk to somebody, hey, if you can throw out some little statistics about Bruce Springsteen or whoever, you've got a leg up.
Right. I mean, I completely relate to what you're saying. I often click on things that I have, you know, I really have no interest in. Last night I read about the Kardashians' preferred brand of tea. I don't really care about that, but there I am clicking on it. I mean, is there an element of compulsion to this, too, that it's hard not to keep wanting more and more information, no matter how minute that info is?
Yeah, you know, that's interesting you use the word compulsion, because some psychologists have actually dug into whether it is a psychological issue of sorts. There's actually a questionnaire out there called the Celebrity Worship Scale. So it's the Celebrity Worship Scale, and work on this started in about the 2000s onwards. And what the researchers found, and a lot of this is coming out of England, what the researchers found is that you can sort of divide people up into three main categories when it comes to information on celebrities. There's the largest chunk is where they make that special effort to follow them just because they like it, you know, and it's satisfying. They have curiosity. There's another chunk where they really want it for to build that social capital. And then there's that really small chunk, and the data that I read a study that about had about I think 3,000 participants in it. The smallest chunk, 1%, actually are obsessed, where it is this burning compulsion, to use your word, where they have to know more. And I think that's a stepping stone towards stalking and things like that. But the really good news is it's a minute proportion of the people who do pay a lot of attention to celebrities. But I thought that was really interesting that there's even this syndrome out there for celebrity worship.
Well, I really hope that's not me. I did click on the tea thing.
Right. I think a few clicks here and there, and I think you're okay.
We're talking with Regan Gurung right now, the Ben Jay and Joyce Rosenberg Professor of Human Development and Psychology at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. And we're talking about the enduring appeal of celebrity memoirs and also just this need to know more about celebrities. And I want to pick up on something else you said, Regan. You said that, in a sense, it sounds like when we buy these celebrity memoirs, we're propping up the book publishing industry. But I wonder, are we supporting the book publishing industry, which is struggling, or are we, you know, just sort of suppressing the sales of everything else, like all of those novels out there that are worthy of reading?
You know, in this particular case, I think it's not that people who buy celebrity memoirs, and when I say people, when you look at the sales figures, it doesn't look like the celebrity memoirs is drawing from any other audiences. It's actually does seem to suggest that here are individuals or there is a group of individuals who may not buy a book, but if there's a celebrity memoir, then they're more likely to buy that. So I think there is that difference there. But what you just said brings up another, I think, pretty critical issue. When I think about celebrity memoirs and why people may read them, I do think that especially in this day and age, when we are surrounded by so much negative news, and I'm not even talking about political stuff. I mean, you know, shootings, gun violence, sexual aggression and violence. A celebrity memoir is this escape. Right? You can go into this other life, and of course, depending on the memoir, you still may get some of all of that, but it's an escape. And I think there are a lot of individuals who will use a celebrity memoir for stress relief. Here's this distraction. Here's this other world. And it could either be, I'm glad that's not my world, or wow, what a neat world that is. So many of these celebrity memoirs, I think, provide a form of vicarious living. You know, and a great example, and I think I'm looking forward to maybe checking out Bruce Springsteen, but a lot of the classic rock memoirs, and there was a spate of them that came out over the last few years, and, you know, Aerosmith and Van Halen. I mean, here's this vintage sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And if you're somebody who's never done that or wondered about, ooh, what is that life like? Well, let's pull out Steven Tyler's and see what that life is like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, now you know. Well, so in that case, we get to live vicariously, and there is that element of shelter that you were talking about. It makes us feel kind of safe, and it's a release in a way. But what about for the celebrities themselves? Is it healthy for them to be putting all of this, I guess we assume it's true, but all this personal stuff out for the whole world to read?
Well, you know, to be fair, we don't know how much of what they are putting out is actually true or not. There's probably a good amount of it that is engineered to create buzz and interest and information. But as far as being healthy goes, I think what I find interesting when I've looked into this topic is that a lot of the early celebrity memoirs were these opportunities to for the celebrity to take part in a sort of self-therapy. The let's examine myself. Who am I? Let me think about my motivations and so on and so forth. And a lot of the early therapy books were almost therapeutic in a way to say, let's get this stuff out. And, you know, here's this stuff about me. Here's this opportunity to talk about me. And maybe by doing that, I'll have a sense of understanding what I've been doing a little better. So there is a little bit of that. But when it comes down to is it healthy or not, right now, social media books, especially for celebrities, so much is driven by this notion of let's get some publicity. And many, many folks have argued that celebrities are write memoirs at that point. And again, I don't think this is Bruce Springsteen necessarily, but I think some celebrities, when their careers have, to use that phrase, jumped the shark or are on the downward spiral, that's the time to put out the memoir because we can pump up some sales. So I think celebrities, not just in the paychecks, but I think just in terms of how much more visibility it gives them, they're benefiting a lot from getting those memoirs out there.
Regan, it's been a lot of fun. Thanks for joining us.
You bet.
That was Regan Gurung. He's the Ben J. and Joyce Rosenberg Professor of Human Development and Psychology at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. And he was with us there to talk about the enduring appeal of celebrity memoirs.
And you can watch from my memoir at a bookstore near you, exposing the seamy underbelly of actual celebrity memoirs.